This episode contains vulgar language. The thoughts and opinions used on this show are solely for entertainment purposes. Listener's discretion is advised.
It's no stunts, bitch! Everybody, this is Phil, the leader of the revolution, damn it, Lord Phil, if you will. I am joined to my right with my brother in broadcast, the all-knowledgeable Bubba. Bubba, say what's up to the people.
What's up, everybody?
And to my left, the sound engineer extraordinaire, the big brother of the show, DJ Kirby. Curbmaster Flex, say what's up.
Greetings and salutations to all of you.
And we are here to drop another episode for you. Today we are going to in honor of, you know, it's All-Star Weekend, you know, we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the thing that happened with Kobe Bryant passing. We felt it would, with the All-Star Weekend and them honoring him as and changing the award, right? It's the award for the MVP for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
They're renaming it the Kobe Bryant Award, so we felt it would be important to kind of just talk about that day and the things that had transpired. So we'll be a little bit more serious than usual. With our next episode, we'll get back to the usual hijinks and hilarity that we like to try and bring, but we're gonna be a little more serious today with this one, all right? So, I guess my first question to you guys, my first thought is, where were you when you heard about Kobe dying?
I was just on vacation. I was away something for the birthday. I was on the way back, and as I was driving with the missus and the mom, we were just talking, kicking the shits, and once we got into New York, we was making a quick pit stop. Ended up just looking at my phone, and one of the first things that I saw was a Twitter mention about something about Kobe. Then I went into Instagram, I saw someone put a message about it. Then I started just doing my own research, because we know how people like to do hoax.
Yeah.
And say, you know, some shit about people who you may not have heard in a while. And I was just thinking, like, LeBron just passed him. Like, this can't be real. So TMZ do it and a couple of the gossip sites. And I just brushed it off. It wasn't until I saw a tweet from, I forgot the reporter's name, but he works for ABC7. And he put it out there that Kobe is confirmed dead with a couple others on the plane. And it happened literally an hour before I got into New York. And I was just like, so this is real. And then that's when I think Wall Street and every other news outlet began to report the same thing. As even people, like, my girl's not big in terms of basketball like I am, but even she knows Kobe Bryant. Like, that's a well-known figure. And to know that he reaches demise, I definitely felt some type of way. Felt like a piece of my upbringing is kind of lost forever, because Kobe's attached to a lot. I mean, for the wrong reasons, because he used to give all my favorite players and teams the business. But at the end of the day, you can't knock his work ethic and what he brought to the game, all the hard work coming out of high school, having limited life experiences up to that point, just to get better and to essentially push himself to advance as much as he can, not just on the court, but off the court. Even with everything that occurred in his personal life, he always has something with basketball that we all attach ourselves to. And to know that aura is gone and moved on, and something that you wouldn't have expected of him. You would expect that he would live a long life and be the best girl dad that he can be, and that got cut short. There's a lot of feels, you know. Definitely cried throughout that afternoon. It was a tough one. It was definitely tough to swallow.
Kyrie, what about you?
So, ironically, it was on a day that me, my wife, and my crew, we always look forward to, and it was like the day of one of the biggest pay-per-views for us, wrestling-wise. It was the Royal Rumble, and you know, we're cleaning up the apartment, throwing away a whole bunch of stuff that we don't need in order to tidy up everything. Then, pretty much as I'm coming up the stairs, I get a notification on the phone that Kobe Bryant died at 42. I'm like, yeah, like that. Like, literally, it sounded like something hit me. Like, it's ironic that you know, by mistake, you hear that noise. It's just like, that's how I felt. Like, something hit me. I'm like, nah, this can't be right. So I come back upstairs. I'm like, babe, I just read something that supposedly Kobe Bryant died. She's finishing up. She's doing it. Like, yeah, I'm getting the same notification. Turn on the TV. They're saying that he died in a helicopter crash. And I'm like, yeah, that's... Like, I didn't even question it at that point. Once I knew how he died, I'm like, yeah, that's Kobe. Because I knew from, like, the very early stages, like, he used to hate Los Angeles traffic.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things he did was, you know, hire himself a helicopter, you know, pilot, and get himself a helicopter to get to point A to point B so he could save some time and be a family man. When I tell you, like, my heart dropped when I read that, I'm like, damn, so soon? Like, how is it? Like, I know how possible it is, but I just didn't want to believe it. Like, and it wasn't until, like, other news, you know, programs were releasing statements, and not only did that hit hard, but when they said that his daughter was along with him, and then seven other people were with him, I'm like, dude, they were just trying to enjoy their day, trying to get a point A to point B, and this is the cause? Like, I was sad. Like, I didn't even react this way, and I'm a big Michael Jackson fan. I didn't react the way I did with Kobe than I did with Michael Jackson. So it my heart sank at that moment.
I remember I was at IKEA. I was in the cookware section because I was looking. We needed some new, we needed some new pots and whatever. And I remember exactly where I was. I was on the back wall looking at different ones, figuring out what I was gonna get. And my boy JR texted me and he's like, "Yo, Kobe died." And I was like, "What? What are you talking about? Like, stop playing." And he sent me the link, and it was TMZ Twitter, and I was like, I'm not believing anything TMZ has to say. Get out of here with that. So then I started, as I'm moving about IKEA, I'm starting to like look through different news outlets. It was like, if ESPN reports it, then I'll believe it. Or if ABC reports it, then I'll believe it. Or if somebody else besides TMZ reports it, then I'll believe it. So I'm like literally frantically just... trying to find something. I'm connecting to the IKEA Wi-Fi. I'm like, yo, this has got to be a hoax, because that's what happens, right? We've heard of hoaxes before. I think there was one not too long ago. Wasn't it like Will Smith died or something? Yeah. So I thought that was what this is going to end up being. And then one of the guys on ESPN, that's where I first saw it. Woj, for everybody who listens to ESPN, who's big into basketball and all that type of stuff, you know, if he reports it, it's basically fact. So when he reported it, I was like, oh nah, this is true. And like, at first, I was it hurt, you know, because he was such a big member of like the black community. Like, you know, to this day, you know, I still, whenever I shoot a trash into a trash can, I say Kobe. I did it at work the other day. I missed, so I kept shooting. And you know, it definitely hurt, but I was like, damn, man, that's, and for it to be in a helicopter crash, it was kind of just like, see, this is, you know, because when they're athletes, when they're pro athletes, when they're celebrities, you know, you don't expect this type of stuff to happen because they're like bigger than life, right? It's like they play in their own world. They're beyond, you know, what us mere mortals go through. And like, I always remembered hearing, like, he would take a helicopter to go to and from practice because he hated the traffic and he wanted to spend time with his kids and all that type of stuff. So he always felt like he was larger than life. You know, and I was sad. Don't get me wrong, I was sad because it's like, damn, you know, he lost his life. But then I think what got me, especially now that I am a father, is like when I heard that his daughter was on the plane and like was, oh, sorry, not the plane, the helicopter. And that's the same daughter, like, you know, you see all the memes of him, like, of him, you know, explaining something that's going on in a basketball game and, you know, she's finishing his thought. And it's like, once I heard that it was his daughter involved and then there were other people and then their daughters were involved, you know, like you said, he was just going to do what so many parents do on a Saturday or Sunday. You know, you're taking your kid to a sporting event. You're taking your kid to whatever they're doing, a dance class. For me, you know, I think about Zoe. I take her to dance class on Saturday. Like, you're taking them to something that they enjoy. You're spending that kind of time together. And for it to all, you know, end so suddenly, so abruptly, like, it can happen to anybody. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to just be a helicopter crash. Like, could have happened in a car crash. So, like, just to hear that, and to know that, like, his daughter was on board and then other people's kids and other families were on board too. Like, that's when it really sank in for me. I didn't cry, but my eyes definitely welled up. Like, my heart sank just because, like, it seemed so senseless. And then, you know, days after, you know, days pass and everything. And then, you know, more reports start to come out. And then I read something where it was like, his pilot was like trained for this. Like, that's kind of what he does. He flies in like inclement weather, cloudy weather. Like, he is specially trained for that. And like, had they gone up, like, I think it was like, had he gone hot up like 100 feet over the clouds, everything would have been fine. You know, it was just a split second, something went wrong and he lost his life like that. And when I read that, it hurt all over again because it was like, damn, you know, he had, you know, if one thing was different, if one slight thing was different, you know, he would still be here today. Where, in terms of like, so like, I think I think for me, you know, I always look at it, I'm going to look at that day as like the day the earth stood still. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you had said you didn't feel you didn't feel how you did with Michael the way you did with Kobe. Like, I'll always remember where I was. I think, and for a lot of people, I think this is something where you'll remember where you were, what you were wearing, what you were doing, who you were with. I remember when Michael died, I was leaving work. And one of my coworkers, his name was Rich. He was like, Michael Jackson died. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? Then I got in my car and I'm driving home and literally like the earth stood still. Like, I was stuck in standstill traffic on a hot summer day and all the news outlets were reporting it. And then they were playing Michael Jackson tributes. And I was like, yo, I don't remember a time like this, but that's exactly how I felt. Like, driving home felt so weird. Like, I was listening to ESPN the whole way home. It just felt so weird. I was like, nah, this can't be. This shouldn't be. Like, I don't know. It's definitely a gut punch. What the days after, how did you guys feel? Like, just in general, how are your feelings like later on?
It took a couple of days to actually sit with the idea that Kobe's not around. And as much as I would tell myself that I wouldn't go through it, I would just see everyone else's responses, like seeing LeBron, Carmelo, Dwayne Wade, people who he took as like his little brothers, to even legends that he played with or played against, like AI. Shaq definitely took it the hardest because that's, you know, there was like the most dominant duo growing up. Like, you couldn't, to beat them is you have to have a very great day. When Kobe and Shaq was on the floor, it was dominance. And to see like half of that duo no longer here, it took a few days for it to register. Had conversations with others who felt it and then mentioned that although it didn't register, they knew because it's still another human being. They said if it was like someone like Stat or someone else like KG, if that would happen, it definitely would hit harder for them because that's who they looked up to. But they respect that what happened is definitely a loss of life. It shows you how precious life is because he was in great health.
Yeah.
It's like he was financially, physically great. He had no worries in the world other than trying to be the best possible dad. And the only comfort I took in was at least he wasn't alone in those last moments, that at least him and Gianna were next to each other, that the other kids that were on that helicopter, that there was some type of family structure around. They had each other when all that happened. And then, you know, just, it was tough to get my head around, but I was able to just get through it because at the end of the day, life still continues. And that's probably the thing that sucks the most when something of this magnitude occurs to someone who's honestly been a good stand-up dude. Yeah, he may have had a moment. We probably touched on it later, earlier in his career. But other than that, he was champion equality. He was a big proponent on female athletes' proper due in whatever sport they were doing. He was a big proponent of athletes just being more than athletes. Like, this dude won an Oscar, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that still, like, boggles my mind. Just all from the sport they loved and all that just gone to flashes. Took a little bit, but like I said, we had to still push through at the end of the day.
So, it took me a while to get over it. Obviously, the next day, everybody at work was mentioning it. I was fine when I got to work until they started talking about it, and I'm like, this brought me down now. But then, not only like that saddened me, but then there were some other people that wanted to express themselves, like outside, just be like, of other things that happened. Like, yes, you know, the late, great Kobe Bryant passed away, but then wanted to throw in the wrinkles more than the actual, you know, his life. And it's just like, that hurt me even more. I'm like, dude, he was a great athlete. People make mistakes throughout their lives, but
some things you just gotta leave alone, bro. Like, yeah. It's not the time or the place.
So, and it hurt. It still hurt me. Like, I could even tell you, I don't even remember when was it, like, the day when I got over. Not even got over, like, I was back to my normal self, realizing that, yeah, Kobe has passed, and I had to continue with my life, to live my life to the best. I couldn't recall the day that happened. Like, I know it was within that week, but I know it wasn't, like, the next day kind of situation. It took some time.
Yeah, I think it bothered me more the next day. Because, like, that first day was, like, surreal. And then the next day, I don't know, I was driving home. I was driving to and from work, and, like, just, I caught myself, like, staring at the clouds as I was on my way home, and it was, like, very ominous. It was a very gloomy day, very dark, very, like, windy, I think it was. And I don't know, it just felt so, things felt off, right? And this isn't a guy that I knew personally or anything like that. It, you know, it's nothing like that, but I think because of how big of an icon he was and, like, the fact that, you know, these last three years of his life, like, we started to see more and more just how human he was, right? He was, you know, on the court, he was the Mamba. He was an assassin. But once he retired and, like, he starts doing his other interests, and just the way he, like, took an interest in his daughter's life, and especially Gianna with basketball and all that type of stuff. It really humanized him, and, like, I appreciated that about him. What I will say, like, when people started bringing up all that, you know, the case against him and all that type of stuff, I'm not gonna say nothing about, you know, that woman's experiences or anything. I wasn't there. I have no, you know, it is what it is. But like Bubba said, there's a time and a place for that. Like, now, you know, a day after he dies, like, why are you talking about that? Why are you trying to tear down his legacy so soon? Why are we so quick to, you know, have these little hot takes or whatever and talk about things that honestly right now don't matter? You know, that case was settled. Whether you're satisfied with that situation, whether you're satisfied with the outcome of that, that's your business. Who, you know, that doesn't really matter. He was never accused of anything. We have a guilty until proven innocent until proven guilty society. So he was never proven guilty of anything. He had a misstep, and he apologized for it. So I don't understand why people try to, like, bring that against him. But, you know, just working through that, you know, I feel the same way you did, Kirby. Like, I don't know when I was okay. I just, like, one day I just knew. I was like, all right, you know, this sucks. And, like, just seeing it over and over again and, like, seeing different reports, seeing different people talk about them and all that type of stuff, it definitely brought up some feelings. But I was definitely able to, like, work through it. And, like, you know, that was a time where it was like, you know, if you haven't told somebody you love them, because that's what we do, right? Unfortunately, mm-hmm. that's what we do. You know, if you haven't told somebody you love them, you miss them, whatever, now's the time to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's funny enough. That's what happened. Like, after the day after it happened, like, I was talking to my brothers, and we decided to get together for the Super Bowl, you know, just because, like, you know, you should be around your family and all that type of stuff. So, you know, it was definitely tragic. Like, I definitely thought about it a lot, and, like, thought about how there are certain things that I could emulate from him. Obviously, the mentality, you know, taking more of an interest, being dialed in into, like, what my own daughter is doing. Like, not that I'm saying that I'm not, but, like, you know, take it to that next level. You know, really, really, really invest myself in it. You know, invest myself in the people I love, make sure they're good, you know, all that type of stuff. In terms of athletes, in terms of your own personal favorite athletes and stuff like that, where does he rank for you?
You want to take? Best way I could put it is I rank him up with Jeter. Cause I saw an article after he passed, it kind of compared them, and it makes sense. Both were in their respective sports for 20 years.
Same team.
Never traded. I don't know if Jeter ever asked to be traded.
I don't think he did.
But as far as I know, they never.
Kobe got traded, but that's when he got drafted.
Yeah, but Kobe did ask for a trade, but then he doubled down and said, you know what, I want to build this from the ground up and make it my own, and he did. They won the MVPs. They went to the final dance. Both five-time champions, both was hated for how they were on the field because they carried themselves a certain way. But once you saw after they left their sport how much human they become, how much real it was, I think that's the best way I could liken him. In terms of basketball, he's definitely the second greatest shooting guard other than Mike, because he's the perfect student, because he literally came into the league 18 years old, had a lot of promise, but he wasn't dominant until things began to take over. Like, he was, I think, the first bench player to be elected to the All-Star team, if I'm not mistaken. And ever since, he's been on the All-Star squad, and he's just gotten better and better and better. And once the Lakers became his and his alone, he just clicked into another gear. And that's a rare feat to see nowadays. 'cause he was the last of a dying breed, the catch and shoot type, or to put the game on his back and just take over, score as much as you can. You don't really see that no more, 'cause the game has evolved to where it's the full court stretch, where even big men are shooting threes at a very high rate. Back in the day, it was only like Dirk, maybe Pager, and like two others that could legit score inside and then shoot the long ball. Like Kobe was still one of those last things. You see glimpses of Harden doing that, but it wasn't to the point where Kobe does it. I think Kobe is respected as one of the best athletes who stood to his guns, and he built the team. He proved that he can lead the team to the promised land and won two out of 3 years. So he got the five rings. He matched his muses, which were Michael and Magic. So there's nothing you can take away from in terms of the sport. Anything personal, you just got to learn to swallow your pride and just deal with it, because at the end of the day, a family is mourning. Daughters lost their sister, a wife lost her husband. Like, this is not the time to try to ridicule a man who made an honest mistake and has atoned for his sins, because his wife never left, and she had every reason to leave when that happened. She stuck around and saw the better man that he became. So, yeah, I would put him as the second greatest two of all time. Definitely one of the most iconic sports figures to ever grace the sport, period.
Cool. Ditto. Top three for me. For, like, basketball players overall, he's my top three. Like, it's Michael, for me, number one. Kobe. It's between Kobe... I hold my third one. Honestly, I even put LeBron on my top five because of the fact all three are great all around basketball players. Yes, they are the best at their position, but you need them to block, they'll block. You need them to take it to the hole, they'll take it to the hole. Like, those three, Kobe being number two.
Kobe never won Defensive Player of the Year, but he was elected to multiple all defensive teams.
Exactly. Yeah. So, to me, he's top two on all-time basketball. My favorites, personally.
In terms of basketball, probably, I think he's probably... for me, I think he's probably... it might be one or two. Like, I used to hate watching him because he used to give my team the business. He gave everybody the business, but he used to give the Knicks the business.
We didn't get the 81. We didn't get the 81 piece, but whew.
Yeah, thank
who
God.
Who did get Toronto? No,
Jalen Rose.
Toronto caught the 81.
I feel like Jalen Rose caught the 81.
Yeah. He will always be forever remembered for that, because he was. I think that was his assignment, and he failed miserably. He had to take summer school for that.
He had to play in Vegas.
Yeah, that shit was wild, but. For me, I think in terms of basketball, one A, maybe two. Like, it's between Jordan and him.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of athlete, he's definitely still in my top three, top five, probably even top three. If I really thought about it, probably closer to the top three. Just because the man was just so dominant. Like, you couldn't, when he was on, there was nothing you could do. Like, he was unstoppable, hence Jalen Rose. You know what I'm saying? he was on, you know, he was awesome to watch. And then, like, I guess for me, there's kind of like that human element. Like, yeah, he was the Mamba, but like, you also started to see as he got older, with athletes, right? You want to kind of like see that human side of him.
He was a mentor for sure.
Yeah,
he took a lot of today's players under the wing.
Yeah, and he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that, but he did, you know. And then hearing about his work ethic, like, he had a game, and then next day he's up at 4 o'clock in the morning, back in the gym, like after dropping 60 on somebody, you know. He got right back up and did it again. So I always appreciated that about him, and I always take that into consideration when I think about my favorite athletes, my favorite people, like just his determination to always be great. Like, he could have just, that's one of the things like that just like it pissed him off. That's what always pissed me off about Shaq. I was a big Shaq fan, but Shaq was lazy. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, for him, for Kobe to be up in Shaq's face, and like, that's kind of like why that whole rift happened. Like, who knows what could have happened with that Laker team if Shaq, you know, got his shit together. You know,
Tim Duncan will not got as many rings as he got. I can tell you that for sure.
But for him, okay. So he's definitely in my top three. What is a lesson that you think you guys can take from him?
Just no matter if you have an idea, no matter how lofty it is or how far it may seem from where you are now, just go for it. Because like I said, Kobe came into the league straight out of high school. I think he was 17 when he got drafted. Mm. So he was still a kid. He still didn't understand all the intricacies of how to play in the NBA. If y'all could find it, Showtime did a documentary when Kobe expressing his journey from being in high school to the NBA, to the Rift with Shaq, and trying to get trying to find a placeholder with the Lakers to actually win an MVP and lead them to the promised land and establish his legacy. Before, this was like, I think, 2 years before he officially retired. And he worked every single day. He made sure he was the first person and the last person in the gym at all times. He always stood calculated. He always played the mind game to make sure that when you see me on the court, you see me. And there's nothing you could do. You guarded me. I'm going to make this night the worst night you ever had in your whole professional career. So just be willing to take that faith and always practice whatever craft you want to do. Even when it doesn't work and you can't hit all the shots that you want to, as long as you take a shot, you're in the right direction. Because you miss all the shots you don't take. And Kobe took all the shots.
Shooters gonna shoot.
Kobe took all the shots. So just don't be afraid. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. Just take all the shots that you need if you're passionate about something.
Curry?
One thing I got from Kobe is just do what you love to the best of your ability. Grind it out as much as you can, and it'll pay off. Like, that's one thing I've always taken out from Kobe. Because of what he's done, like he made the jump from high school to NBA. He took a shot, and it worked out for him. And he worked on his craft, and I can honestly say he perfected his craft. So you got to do in order to perfect it, and it'll pay off.
For me, never let anybody outwork you. Like, you may not be the most talented, you may not be the most talented person in whatever field or whatever. You may not be the smartest, but never let anybody outwork you. Never let anybody out hustle you. And just continue to work on whatever it is you're passionate about, whatever your craft is, continue to work at it. Keep working. And do it when nobody's watching. Just keep working, and don't let anybody tell you that you can't do whatever it is that you set your mind to. As well as, you know, from this whole situation, we say it all the time. It sounds cliche, but it's worth saying. It's worth repeating. Like, yo, tell your peoples you love them. You know what I mean? Like, this is a time. Like, tell the people that, you know, that are in your life, you love them. You spend as much time as you can with them. Do everything you can to be around them, because, you know, in a blink of an eye, you know, everything can change. So definitely take the time to, you know, tell your peoples you love them. We didn't want to, like, you know, beat a dead horse or do anything like that. So we are going to cut this episode a little bit short. And we will talk to you guys soon. When we come back, you know, we'll have our usual hijinks and all the good stuff. But for now, it's Bubba, it's Kirby, it's Phil. Most importantly, it's you. It's the Loose Thoughts Podcast, brought to you by Anchor.fm and all podcast supporting apps. And we want to leave you with this.
What can I say? Mamba out.